Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to another exciting episode of Ascension Magic Radio. My name is Ron Eich, and I am your host. I pray that, you know, wherever you are, that you're doing well, and that whatever situation you may be going through at this particular moment, that you can transmute any difficulties that are presented to you. You are more powerful than you know, and you have the tools within you to create yourself as perfect, whole, complete, and to give strength to your dreams. You know, these are very, very uncertain times for many of us, but like any storm that rages, it will pass. We will come out renewed and refreshed and ready to face new challenges. And I want to share with you a quote that is will bring lens through which we can see our current situation. Now, it's attributed to Charles Darwin. I'm not sure if he actually said it, but that's what they say. But it's a good quote regardless. It is not the strongest of the species that survives, nor the most intelligent. It is the one most adaptable to change. The key word there is change. Now more than ever, we're being called to go within, to let go of what really isn't working, and to create anew. Now more than ever, we're being called to our true purpose, and to rise up into our powerful, unique, and beautiful soul self. So the question becomes really, how do we navigate these uncertain times? You know, there's no one correct answer to that question, but there are tools available, as well as mentors and spiritual teachers who can help us and guide the way. And my guest on the show today is one such mentor. He is the creator of the best-selling Voyager Tarot Deck, a holistic and multicultural roadmap of life that he calls the GPS of the soul. I would consider him to be a pioneer in the field of wellness and New Age ideals, as he has been doing this work for over 40 years. And he integrates many different traditions through his teachings and always does it in a charismatic, thoughtful, and unique way. Known as the Pathmaker of Times, please welcome my special guest today, James Wanless, excuse me. Let me unmute the mic here. Oh. Hello, James. Welcome to the show. Thank you for being here today.
Oh, Ron, thank you. These are, it's a good time. It's a good time to talk about our lives and the opportunities that this time presents us. I love what you said with the Darwin quote.
Yeah.
And because it's so true. It's mm-hmm. those who change.
Yes.
The most resilient and survive. And that's what we're all about.
Absolutely.
And
you know that before the show. Yeah, go ahead.
No, it's good. Well, you go ahead.
I was just going to say before the show, you know, you and I were talking because, you know, James and I are friends, and we were talking about this quarantine, you know, and this idea of quarantine as being an opportunity. And I know there's some things you wanted to really address about that. So I'm going to give you the opportunity to share your thoughts, because you had some really interesting ideals around that.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I really do. And, you know, recently, several months ago, I actually went through a lot of cancer, radiation, and chemo and all that kind of stuff. So I was basically isolated because I couldn't eat, I couldn't drink, and I couldn't talk. And it's not a real social situation.
No.
So I was pretty much alone for a month or two. And then, so I, you know, it was about, how do I survive this? How do I sustain through this? And this is where the cards come in. And Voyager Tarot is not, and I'm not a fortune teller, psychic type person. I love what you said about this. These are times for navigating our life, because Voyager is a navigator. It's a map of life. And the cards give us the directions on how to go with life. But of course, maps don't get you anywhere. We have to take action on the map, on the card. So this is not any stretch of imagination fortune telling. It's fortune creation. It's vision make. Cards we pick are activators. We're meant to activate these cards. And if we do take action, then, well, hey, voila, we get there. We survive. We sustain. And that's exactly what happened through this cancerous bout. Cards really, really helped me. Of course, I've been working with cards for 40 years now.
Yeah.
For me, I honestly don't pick many cards, really, all the time. I don't do that. I follow the map. I know the deck. The map is in my brain. It's in my heart, and I know what to do. And so today, I thought would be really interesting, Ron, because of this isolation and quarantine kind of situation we're in, we would deal with the map, the Voyager map, that's the most relevant for where we are today. And that card is the Hermit.
Yeah.
The Hermit. Everybody goes, oh no, the Hermit. Ah, terrible. But, you know, actually.
And just so my listeners know, guys, I posted a picture of this card on my Facebook page. So you can see it at facebook.com/ascensionmagic if you want to see the picture of what James is talking about. So go on, tell us about this card.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now, Ron. It's a nice, it actually looks nice on your Facebook page. Beautiful Facebook presentation, by the way.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Yeah. And Voyager, if you look at that Hermit, by the way, I don't want to get into each of these symbols. This is not a class. But it's very rich with symbolism from all over the world, like you said, multicultural. But the major image in it, the sculpture piece, is Mayan. It's down from southern Mexico, and this is an ancient sage. Eyes are closed and hands to the chest, going into the inner self. And below the sculpture piece is this cave where you have some blue sky and snakes and gold and all sorts of stuff. That's kind of going into the inner self. But then coming out the other side, like you said, out of the storm comes the rainbow and new life and the harvest. On the other side of the Hermit card, you'll see a lot of wheat. Those are all wheat. And that's symbolic of the harvest. But to get to there, we have to use our own healing hands. And those are healing hands there because the Hermit is the healer. And so we're all in a difficult spot right now, and maybe not really healing ourselves physically, but healing our soul. I mean, healing our heart on a collective cultural level and on a very personal level. But we all have to, at some level, be alone. And the Hermit is the perfect mentor and teacher of how to do that. And so I follow the symbols and the lessons of the Hermit. And I just do them. And yes, I like to pick cards because picking cards face down gives us tremendous insight. And by the way, if anybody wants to pick a cards for in this kind of the second half of the show or whenever about what we've been talking, that would be cool. Call in and maybe pick a card. And you can always go, by the way, Ron and all you listeners, you can always go to my website and pick a card a day. On the front page, home page, lower left side is card a day. And if you click that card a day on my website, boom, you get your card for the day. So if you don't have the deck,
that's
you can
cool.
always do that. But my website, by the way, is James, J-A-M-E-S, with a hyphen. And my last name, Wanless, W-A-N-L-E-S-S. So james-wanless.com. And you can always pick a card for that. And that's always fun. Always.
Yeah, well, you know, James, I have your Voyager deck. It's one of my favorite decks. And one of the things I'll share with the audience is that if you are into tarot, and especially for the tarot that sort of speaks to you, where, you know, you don't need the guidebook, you just kind of let the symbolism and the messages come to you. The Voyager is very, very rich in symbolism. Every time you look at a card, you'll see something new. Something will pop out, something specific to what your situation is. So I was looking at the Hermit card as you were talking, and I was seeing all the symbolism, but then there's so many other things in there that you haven't even talked about that could be relevant to a situation that you're going through. And that's really true for any kind of, tarot or other kind of oracle that you might be working with, even though there's like a general meaning overall, based on your current situation for what you're going through, it's going to be different. It's important that when you look at something like a tarot card or a crystal or whatever, that you're trusting your own intuition, your own messages that are coming through. So while James is sharing his interpretation of the Hermit, while you're looking at that card, like I was saying, you might be seeing something completely different. It's important to acknowledge what you feel for you. Wouldn't you say, James?
Absolutely. You couldn't have said it better. Ron, I'd love for you to be a teacher of Voyager, actually.
Oh, sure.
You know, these cards took 4 years to make.
Yeah.
This was not a little overnight art project. This is a heavy-duty thing. But every symbol in each card, like the Hermit you're looking at, is representative of the Hermit. It's not just a random, oh, that's cool, let's just throw that in there. No, every little piece was done in that card, every card, with great intention. And one of the things that's so true about the Hermit, and we all need to believe and know this, is to trust our own inner guidance, our own intuition. And that is primarily the lesson of the Hermit. To go inwards, but believe that. Because a lot of times we don't believe that. We think we need to read somebody else's book or ask somebody else. But, you know, if you look down at the very lower left-hand corner of that card, I don't know if you can see it because it's a little bit of a dark image here, darker than usual. There's an owl. There's an owl down there. Yeah, and we are all wise owls. We do see, we do know. But I call about the ABCs of intuition. Number one is be aware of the feeling, which is intuition that resides in the forebrain of forepart of our brain, actually, is the little feeling. Be aware of the A, be aware of the feeling. B, believe in the feeling, which most of us don't a lot of times. And then C of the ABCs of intuition is have the courage to act on it. Because a lot of times our intuition will tell us to do things that others might not approve of or might not say or whatever, whatever. But again, back to the Hermit, this is your way. It's your path. And
that's
the
true
path of strength and authenticity. And then we can really take care of ourselves and heal ourselves because we're in our power. We are in our authority and authenticity to author our life. But boy, it takes that inner trust. And that's why the major lesson for this difficult time, this quarantine period we're in of aloneness, is believing in ourselves for sure and knowing and absolutely knowing that for every setback, there is an opportunity. And I go kind of to the Wheel of Fortune archetype, the card called in every tarot deck, the fortune card. And fortune, you know, can be money and and all that kind of stuff, fine. But really, it's all about the spin of life. Life cycles. I mean, we cycle. We go around the sun and everybody's cycling and going around and up and down and back around. So even though we might down state of the cycle of the Wheel of Fortune, it will come back up for sure. And we need
I
to
love
know
that.
That and
That's great.
Trust that. Yeah. So even though we're in a downtime, it's coming back up. And once we see that and expect that, one of the great principles of fortune making or living the life of your visions and dreams is not only seeing the possibility and believing in it, expecting it. Expecting it, and that really enhances that opportunity to come. So this is a difficult period and a great period. I know when I was
I was going to say what you're talking about is spot on, but what I think is amazing about this time we're going through is that it's not just locally, it's not just, you know, within a one country, it's globally. It is uniting us as a planet and forcing us as a collective group of beings, human beings, to look at, well, what's important to us, you know, what do we hold dear, and what do we need to deal with and let go of, so that we can, like you say, the wheel will come around and we can come to the next part of the wheel in a different place, you know. And I've been experiencing this as I go around town, go, you know, I'll get groceries or something. The sky seems bluer, like, you know, there's less pollution and there's less people out. And I feel like I'm seeing a different world. Like we jumped a different timeline or something. It's very, very interesting, but I think it's just amazing to me that this is happening all across the world. And it's not just one person that's dealing with this. Every single person is dealing with this situation. And that's just cool to me.
Yeah, and that's the opportunity. Another opportunity coming out of this is this collective unity that comes out, instead of separating into all these nation states and having our own army and your army and my economy is better than your economy and all that kind of crap. It's really, we are one. It's unfortunate it takes the specter of death or even the environmental impending crisis for us to come together. But that is the greatest thing that could possibly happen is the unity that comes out of this. Absolutely. Thank you for saying that, Ron. So true.
Yeah.
So true.
Well, no, guys, we're talking about James cards, the Voyager deck. Later in the show, we'll be pulling cards for people that are calling in. So we'll go do a one card reading. But I know that, James, you were briefly talking about your time within, you know, when you were dealing with your, you know, your illness and your cancer, and how you were coming out of that. You started to talk about that a little bit. You started to share a little bit of how you got through that, you know. So what were some of the things that helped you to?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for reminding me of where I was 2 months.
Yeah.
But so I actually got the hermit out. I mean, I do take my own medicine, you know, which a lot of teachers and people don't do, unfortunately. So I took out the hermit card and I said, so what's the hermit going to tell me here? And the hermit number one hermit's number nine in every tarot deck. The hermit is number nine. Nine numerologically, and this is not any esoteric piece of knowledge. This is mathematics. Nine is the perfect number. It's the only number that you mess around with, you multiply it, you divide it, you screw around with it, whatever way you want. It will always revert to the same number of three. Mm-hmm. It has perfect integrity, is number nine. Integrity means to be whole and complete there. So when we think of the hermit, the lesson of the hermit is to do anything well, whatever, to live a life well, to live a long life, a well life, a happy life, a sustainable life, and so on and so forth, you have to do it holistically, completely, dressed to the nines, living to the nine that are here. And that is the greatest wisdom of the tarot. Every tarot deck, I don't care if it's a Hello Kitty funky little deck or whatever. The greatest thing about a classic tarot deck, it's got four suits. And each suit represents one faculty, one aspect of our wholeness, the spiritual, the mental, the emotional, and the worldly or the physical, you know. And and so the key is to operate holistically, to function holistically. So when I look at the hermit, I look first of all at the spirit, the higher self, the life force, the universe from which we come. And when I look at the hermit and look at our spiritual self, and you know, everything in life, and particularly in nature, but this is not true of human beings. We humans are a weird group of living entities, of beings, because we have choice. We have this interesting brain thing, you know, but every other living organism, for example, on Earth, I don't care if it's bacteria or whatever, everything except we humans knows exactly who it is and what it's supposed to do. And they know their life purpose. We do not. So from a higher point of view, to live our apotheosis, to live our, fulfill our potential, to live out why we're here on the planet, you know, to really understand, is to know what you're here for and to be inspired by that. And so if you know that, And that's the exploration of life, is to always be seeking, why am I here? Why am I here? What's my life purpose? Because once you know that, you're in. You've got the green light. And so when I was sitting down in that rehab hospital, you know, kind of miserable, I said, okay, right. What is my life purpose? My life purpose is an educator and a writer and so on and so forth. I said, aha, that's what I'm meant to be doing now. And I will tell you, everybody, if you know why you're here on earth, now is the time to really activate that. And you could do that a lot of times just alone, not always.
Wait, James, I'm going to give you an amen for that. Here you go.
Yeah.
I have little sound effects. I have little sound effects in the background. I can do that just to be fun.
Is that amen and all a women and all a
everything? Okay. Oh, I never thought about that. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You know, I mean, we're
so now we're going down the political route. Yeah.
Well, we follow his story. History. What about her story? Her story.
I know.
You know, really. And most religions are patriarchal. His story. And really,
when
we wake up and we realize, like the hermit, we are complete people. Hermit, H-E-R, by the way, is that we are yin yang. We
That's
are masculine
cool.
and feminine. And
That's
we
cool.
have to be that. Oh, I'm. You know, the most fun I have, Ron, in every each year is going to the women's marches. I think I don't mean to digress, but I'm sorry.
No, it's cool. You know what? We're going where it needs to go.
Beautiful. I mean, I'm a veteran of the anti-Vietnam marches in the '60s.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm an old guy, you know. And boy, those were militant. I mean, those were scary because the army would be out there with their guns. We'd have to march right up to them and say, you know, no war, blah, blah, blah. But when we go to the women's march, it is so peaceful and beautiful and creative and sweet. I mean,
oh,
it's just
great.
The best time. It's the best time.
Well, you know,
anyway.
That's great because, you know, that's – well, the fact that you're talking about that is actually one of the new paradigm shifts that we're going through collectively, is that we're – balancing out the masculine and the feminine aspects that we all have within us. We all do. If you know, we all have those aspects, but it's been a very masculine energy collectively for the past, you know, 2000 years or so. And now that we're balancing that out with the more receptive feminine, and being within during this quarantine period is forcing us to deal with that part of ourselves. And some people may struggle with that, but you know, caring for each other and looking after your friends and your neighbors, these are all like very feminine kind of qualities that are being brought to the surface. And that's been increasing more every year, I would say, over the past 20 or 30 years. That's kind of my opinion about it, but it's coming to a head more and more and more. And this
well,
is the time.
Ron, it has to, if we want peace in the world.
Oh, I agree.
It has to. I mean, even the American Psychology Association, the APA, came out this past year that patriarchy is a psychological pathology that renders a lot of men pretty weird and sick and unbalanced and suicidal and lonely and so on and so forth, let alone misogynist. You know.
Yeah.
But, you know, back to once you know, back to our life purpose, once you know that and really know that, your will to live escalates insanely high, because you could be alone and I couldn't even eat and I couldn't talk and I would cry half the time. I was working on my work and I knew this is my deal and I loved it. I was looking terrible, but in the same time, I was feeling deeply inside ecstatic. In bliss. I do not mind this quarantine period again now. For me, it's right up my, you know, my alley, my wheelhouse, right on. Nobody going to bother me now. I can get back into my writing and create it. And I'm creating a new deck, which is about the future human. And
awesome.
Nobody's going to screw around with me. You know? So
That's
know
awesome.
Your life and your will to life and work on it while you're alone is God. It's gold. It really is. Okay. Then we move on. That's the spiritual side. Then we move down to the brain, to the mental side. Remember, this is one of the suits in every tarot deck. In old tarot, it's swords. Swords suck, man. I do not like swords and blood in my deck. They're going to be thrown out. And in Voyager, they are crystals. So much nicer. I mean, I just can't tell you how much nicer that is. We are what we see, and if you're dealing with swords, you've got a sword-like brain, so stop it. So anyway, the crystal card's mental. And one of the nine cards, because the hermit's number nine, if you look at the nine of crystals, which is the mind of the hermit, it is narrowness. It is the cave card, because the hermit has a tendency to go into his or her cave, you know, and that's a real watch out. I mean, that could be good, but it could be a watch out and get very narrow-minded, head in the sand. That's the watch out. That's the red flag. At the same time, narrowness is the card of focus. Focus in and get mindful. To me, that's the mindfulness card. Mindful on staying positive. Positive, positive, positive. So that's
so, you know what, James?
Yes.
You reminded me of what we talked about earlier. This is a true, you guys. Like, I have a lot of tarot decks around the house, and I went and grabbed one of my favorite decks called the Osho Zen Tarot. And I was just thinking to myself, what do the listeners need to know today? Right. What do I need to talk about? And as I'm shuffling, a card jumped out and it fell on the ground. And I looked at the card and I was literally laughing because the card said isolation. And I was laughing, like, you cannot make this stuff up. I mean, isolation. I mean, that's exactly what we're going through. And now the imagery on the card is a little.
It actually said isolation.
It says ICE. Yeah, ICE-olation. But so, you know, but
oh my
I mean,
gosh.
The reason I laugh though is because that's exactly what we're all dealing with. You know, we feel perhaps isolated from each other because we're confined to our houses. We can't really go as many places as we used to go. But I was thinking, like, how relevant, number one. But also I was thinking the idea that, you know, if you are putting out this frequency, this into the universe of what it is that you're trying to create to yourself or attract to yourself, you're going to attract that. So my thought was what's happening right now? What are we dealing with? That attracted to me the isolation card. That is how tarot and other oracles work, because it's the law of attraction, because you're putting out a frequency and then like attracts like. So that's what, like a magnet that's going to be drawn to you. So that's why these things work. It also depends upon your current level of belief in it as well. If you believe that it's just, you know, it's a bunch of cards with images, then that's what your experience of it will be. It's really from that perspective. You know, James, we're kind of, we go off on tangents because James and I can talk and talk for hours, guys. We're two peas in a pod. We're just talking. And I love the conversations we have because they're so interesting and deep, and we're both multifaceted people, which I think makes a good energy together of us talking on the air. We do want to get to the point where we draw some cards for the listeners, but before we do that, is there any last minute words or things that kind of came into your mind that you wanted to share with the audience, James, before we do that?
Positive is where the card of day comes in. You know, like I'm getting down. Pick, and this is a deliberate practice. I'm going to pick a card today on what aspect of me and my life to stay positive about. And I pick a card a day, and then I activate it. I don't just look at something. Piece of paper doesn't do anything except give you information. When we act on the information in the piece of paper, the card, then we fulfill the prophecy. But you're right that, by the way, this is not a random kind of thing here at all. It's synchronicity. And the reason why the tarot has power is that the cards are right on. Like you're talking about the power of attraction. Mm-hmm. That's here, and that's its priming power. It's a very powerful tool through the law of attraction and synchronicity. So the card you're going to pick to stay positive is going to be relevant. And to believe that, follow it, and do it. Do it, do it, do it. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's
on and talk about the emotional part of yourself and then the physical part of yourself and all that, because it's holistic: mind, heart, body, spirit, and body, you know, and and heart. And you got to do it all holistically. Then you have synergy. Then you got juice. You got power because you got synergy. The word synergy comes from sun, ergos, synergy. And that's a pretty powerful thing in life, you know. And that's who we are as hermits, is to light up our own sun and live in it.
Well, also think about it this way. When you talk about synergy, the sun is light and we are light. We are light within ourselves. And activating the light within, that's always there, you know, and it's
right.
We can do a whole show on that.
We can do a whole show on everything. But the last thing I want to say about the hermit, this is not the last thing, but I will say the last thing is the hermit is a harvester. The hermit, the principle of the hermit is harvest yourself. Go inside, know who you are, and produce yourself in the world. Mm-hmm. Harvest you. And that is this incredible opportunity we have now. Like this new deck I'm creating all came out of the fact that I've had to be quarantined, basically, so the cancer stuff. And now this stuff, I am harvesting, and this is a golden harvest time for all of us. Utilize it because it's opportunity. The window is open. Let's fly.
I love that. Thank you so much, James, for sharing your thoughts with us. And I really appreciate you sharing the insights about the hermit, because I think that it's great to hear it from the creator of the card and your interpretations of it. So we do have a couple people on the line calling in, and what we're going to do is we're going to just, James has his Voyager tarot deck. I have the Osho Zen tarot. So we also can share with you insights that we have from within ourselves. I do not have a call screener, so all I can see is your area codes. So I'm just going to say your area code and get you on the line. So let's take our first call, calling from area code 951. You've been waiting for quite a while. Hi, welcome to the show. Can you hear us?
Yes. Hi. It's Nathaniel.
Hi, Nathaniel. Where are you calling from?
California.
Awesome. That's where we're from. What part of California?
Sacramento right now. I really came from Orange County and Fullerton and Orange and Tustin, Newport Beach, that kind of place.
Is it raining by you today?
Yeah, it's raining in Sacramento today.
Yeah, it's raining here too.
Well, I'm in LA and it's just started to sprinkle just a little bit. We need it. Great.
Yes, we definitely do. So Nathaniel, how have you been enjoying the show so far? Hopefully it's insightful to you.
I feel, you know, three peas in a pod, or I feel kind of right along the same thing. So it's right up my alley.
Good. You sound like you're doing well. You sound like you're in a good place. James has his Voyager Tarot and I have the Osho Zen. So is it all right if we pull a card for you?
Fantastic.
Okay.
Well, the way I work, Ron, is I like to know the question. I really prefer that.
Okay.
In this case, Nathaniel has something you're interested in, would like to know about, and that gives me a focus. Can you tell us that?
Do you see me finding love and happiness?
Well, is that in life in general or during this particular period of quarantine and isolation?
That's probably more life oriented, I guess.
Yeah, I think so. I would. Yeah, unless you online dating, right? Yeah. Okay. Well, when we look at the future, I always look at the possible future, because who knows? But let's just see what the cards have to say. So, Nathaniel, I've got the cards put out here. You tell me when to stop as I put my hands over the cards face down, and that's the card, okay? So you're involved. Okay, so I'm starting now. Just tell me when to stop.
Stop.
Right there, okay? Whoa, I got the card right in the center. And it's in Voyager, it's a cups card, a suit of cups, which in every tarot deck is the suit of emotions. So you're in the right ballpark here. We're not talking work. We're talking feelings and heart. And this is the Child of Cups. all sorts of kits, and the card is called the Feeler. And this is a card of incredible social life, by the way. I mean, if you want to meet somebody of any kind, ilk, sex, gender, age, or whatever, this is the card. But the card says for you to find that perfect partner for you is get out there whenever we can get out there in the world again, socialize, be very open and enjoy people, love people, and you know, as I say, be social, because this is probably, Nathaniel, the most social card in the entire Voyager deck.
What's that one? The
Child of Cups called the Feeler. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
So if you like
Nathaniel, we can I can get a picture of the card and I can send you a picture of the card. You just have to send me an email.
I can meditate on that then. Cool. Yeah, thank you.
go to my Facebook, facebook.com/ Ascension Magic. Find me on Facebook, send me a message, and I can get you an image of the card so you can kind of look at it.
So what's interesting about this, Nathaniel, is this is the least hermit card in the deck. The least. This is the most social. I mean, all these kids so close together and enjoying life and doing whatever, swimming pool party kind of a thing that's there.
Well,
so when we get a chance to get out there in the world, mix it up. Have fun.
Well, they say I might be a guitar teacher of children. Somebody said that I could be a guitar teacher, that, you know, children or children's books or something. So I'm not sure. I've heard that.
What kind of teacher?
Guitar.
Kind of teacher?
I think you said guitar.
Yeah,
oh, guitar.
Guitar teacher. Guitar teacher for children
really
or something.
Upbeat.
But I'm
totally. It'd be the child yourself in a way. It's a very, very upbeat part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Don't be a hermit. Come out, and share your guitar.
So, you know, on that note. Nathaniel, I want to share with you, I'm actually shuffling the Osho Zen Tarot, and the card that I drew for you is a very powerful card. It's a major arcana card. It's a transformation card. So it's an extremely powerful card, but it's what's happening collectively to us, as we talked about, but it's also within you. You know, you're transforming. You're starting to think differently. You're starting to believe in yourself more, and you're starting to kind of basically grab the rope, so to speak, and start to take responsibility and control of your life, knowing that you have the power. So if you want to be a guitar player, a teacher, do it. You know, you can do it. The transformation is letting go of those negative self-sabotaging types of things that tend to be there that we need to push to the side. And there's a really beautiful picture on this of a person meditating, but there's also like a phoenix rising up from the ashes. So this is a really prime opportunity for you to do whatever it is that you're wanting to do, but also to believe in yourself is what I really feel. And I feel like you are seeking tools, but the tools are within yourself. The tools are within you, and you can use the, you know, tarot and spiritual teachers to help you guide the way. But I feel like you have more of a focus now than you've had at any other point in your life. And it's really time for you to step into that so that you're not, you don't have to think, well, can I make it? Am I going to be successful? You will be successful because you're believing in yourself. Okay. And I see a lot of artistic qualities around you. So there's a lot of art in that. So that tells me that obviously the guitar playing would be great, but I see a lot of painting too, like a lot of artistic things there. So you definitely have the soul of an artist, which artists are creators, and we're all creators. But, you know, for that artistic part of you, you can paint the picture of your life as you want it to be and make it as clear as possible. So you know what a vision board is? Have you heard of a vision board?
Yeah.
I mean, you'd be great at making those and have that in front of you and just visualizing and seeing every day what it is that you want to accomplish and, you know, have yourself – and your love and romantic self and have your guitar playing self and just have that all there and just letting it naturally happen. You know, I think that that's the message that I have for you today. So
hey, well, thanks
hope that helped you. Yeah.
Have fun. Have fun. Have fun.
Thanks for calling in, Nathaniel. All right.
Thanks for
having
me.
Have a great day. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. No problem. Bye-bye. All right. So the next call, I have two people calling from 415, which is cool. I'm going to get to the first one. You've been calling for a while. Hi, this is Ascension Magic Radio. Welcome. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi, this is Anne from Bay Area. I've called in before.
Hi, Anne. Welcome.
Hi.
I am also in
the Bay Area. Yeah.
So
we're
Bay Areans. Yeah.
I grew up in Los Gatos, which is South Bay.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah. In Silicon Valley before it was Silicon Valley. It was the home to prunes.
Yeah.
And now it's Apple, apparently.
Yeah, this is true. So, Anne, we have Dex. Did you have a specific question that you would like to ask for James?
I was thinking about the full moon coming up on the 7th, and it'll be a super moon, and just any effects that might have.
Okay.
Do you know what it's in? What the signs are for the super
moon? Libra.
Oh, it's Libra. Good old balance, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay, I'll pick a card. Now, by the way, if you pick the Hermit card, I'll send you a new deck. I'll send you a Voyager deck.
Woo!
Because that's the card of the day. Oh, but we don't try and pick the Hermit. You want to pick the truth. It's always about
absolutely
not the best card. It's the right card, the true card. So, Anne, I'm putting my hands over the cards. Tell me when to stop about your full moon behavior.
Stop.
Tell me. Okay, let's start now.
Okay. Stop.
Okay. And one thing in radio, of course, Ron, is we don't like dead time. You know that? Like, you know. Oh, wow. Okay, Anne, you got a marvelous, by the way, relationship card.
Yes.
You know, it could be online if you want or wherever, however, or with a loved one or family. It's synergy. Synergy, that's the title of the card, and it's the Six of Worlds. Six is the number of the lovers in every tarot deck, and Worlds in Voyager, which would be Pentacles in classic tarot, is very in the world. It's worldly. It's not a thought or a feeling or a vision. It's a physical reality by the action in the world. So this is everything coming together in this card, these swans mate for life in this card. It's got six different planets coming together. I mean, it's an ultimate relationship, partnership, communication symbol here. And Libra, you know, is a great balance card. I mean, it's about balancing even within yourself, the masculine and the feminine, or the hermit and the child, the fool child, or whatever. So synergy is about being whole within and whole without, in the sense of more whole, and to heal any relationships you might have and to heal anything in with you. So it's a time to balance and rebalance your life. What a great, great opportunity on this full moon. Congratulations.
Yeah. All right.
You got it.
No,
yeah,
and I actually,
of,
what is
wrong?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just saying through this time, you know, a lot of people are contacting each other that haven't been in contact for years, and I have heard from a lot of exes, as they say. So people are coming out of the woodwork.
That's so true. That is so true.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, yesterday my family, they all live in Chicago. We did a group conference call, and we all just played board games. We played board games through the internet, which was really cool. I mean, we're miles apart, but here we are. You know, we're playing board games. It was great. And I think a lot of people are in that same situation.
Synergy. Yeah. Wow. How cool is that? Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah.
So Anne, true. I will also say, Anne, I drew a card for you from the Osho Zen Tarot, and I was thinking about the full moon, as you said, while I shuffled, and I was drawn to this particular card, which is also a major arcana card in this deck, which means it's a major significant event, but it's the breakthrough card. It's a very, very powerful card.
Ooh.
So it shows a picture of a woman like just breaking through bricks, and it's just revelations, you know, coming. So we would think of the full moon revealing things to us.
Yeah.
You asked about it. It seems like this will be a very powerful time for you, you know, based on what I'm getting and what James is saying, but you probably know that already within yourself because you seem like a pretty intuitive person. But meditating would be a good practice if you, you know, I'm sure you already do that, but meditating during that time and allowing the insights to come through you. I see a lot of like violet color around you. So that's like the deep spiritual color, but violet's also a transformation. So there's a lot of transformations, but there's a gentleness there, like a gentle spirit that you have there. There's this quality that I think is really, really, it's nice. It's just a nice touch that I see there. But in terms of the full moon, you asked specifically about that. I see breakthrough. So it seems like you're right on that. That will be an important time for you.
Great. Thank you so much. Have been seeing a lot of or feeling a lot of changes with like the crown chakra. So that violet color definitely matches with that, what you're seeing. So there's a lot of and new vision with the third eye. So yeah, that is great. That all matches.
Definitely breakthroughs for sure. Breakthroughs coming through. So that's great. Keep track of the visions that you're seeing. Maybe write down in a journal or some type of online blog or something that you can keep track of what you're seeing.
Great.
Well, thank you for calling in. And
thank you.
All right. Hope you enjoy the rest of your day. Okay.
I sure will.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. So, James, I think we have time for maybe like one more call. Maybe we'll see how this goes. I'm going to get to someone else calling from forward. It goes by very fast.
Yeah, it goes fast.
It's great. Okay, so let's get to someone else calling from 415 here. I've been holding for a while. Hello, welcome to Ascension Magic. You're on the air. Can you hear us?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
What's your name?
Can you hear me? Hi.
I can.
My name is Tommy.
Tommy?
Hi, can you hear me now?
Yeah, you said your name is Tommy?
Tommy, yes. Hello.
Okay. Well, welcome. Did you have a particular question that you wanted to ask about?
Yes, I am curious about asking the Voyager Tarot how to navigate these emotional times. I'm just having a lot of feelings come up, and I would love to hear the wisdom from the cards.
Oh, this could be a heavy duty one. Tommy. Oh,
yes.
Tommy. Okay, so Tommy, tell me when to stop when I put my hands over the cards.
Okay. Now.
Now. Okay, I got a corner of a card down in here. Okay. Oh, my gosh. What's going on here? Another child card.
Wow.
A child card. And it's the child of worlds, meaning, you know, in the world, child. And it's called the player. This is the playful child card in Voyager.
I love this card.
I mean, it's got everything from Disney World in there to baseballs and frisbees and swings and finger painting and balloons and bubbles. And, it's all in there for Kidland here. So what does that mean for you? Because I know you know Voyager.
It's a perfect card for me in so many ways because, first of all, you're describing what I'm surrounded by games and crafts and toys and half-finished art projects right now. I have, like, turned into my childlike self in these times of staying at home, and I've really seen a lot of creativity flowing. I really liked what you said earlier about using this time when we go inward. We allow, you know, what's inside of us to really come out and shine. And so I've been doing that. I've been playing. It's such a great card. And the other reason is because the world, you know, the worlds that are related to the discs and the idea that, you know, we're also focused on Mother Earth right now and how by us all settling down in our little homes, we're letting Mother Earth have this time to breathe, you know, to heal herself.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Yes. Oh, that's, and I love, you know, Ron, I love what Tommy's doing here is she's bringing the child out to really harvest her genius. I mean, our inner child is magical. It's magical.
Well, I mean, you know, when I first heard your voice, Tommy, I was like, wow, I feel like I'm talking to like a sprite or an elf or some kind of playful energy. So the card is spot on. I mean, the energy, I mean, you could just send your laugh, your giggle, everything. It's just perfectly for you. I think it's spot on for sure. It's spot on for sure.
Yeah, and I resonate with this card so much.
Yeah. It's great. Well, I actually did draw a card for you too. And it's the, it's the possibilities card from the Osho Zen Tarot. So it's a pretty, yeah. So as you mentioned, you know, this time of, you know, going within and letting all your creative self just come out, there's infinite possibilities, but it's, I don't know if you're familiar with this deck, but there's a picture of an eagle. So we, you know, an eagle is just massive, beautiful bird flying over this kind of like canyon, almost like it could be in Arizona possibly. And it's the sunset's happening. So we could think of, okay, well, the sun's going down, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to distinguish my light. I still have all this, even though the night may be approaching the quote unquote dark, so to speak, the light within myself and the creative potential within me is all up in the stars. I have all these infinite stars to connect with, to gravitate towards. And each one of those stars can represent in a facet of yourself because there's so much potential. I'm also seeing an image of a bicycle for some reason. So like a bicycle is wheels moving motion. So things are happening, moving for you. But you know, I see bicycle imagery a lot for some reason, when I talk to different people. So the bike could be actually, you know, exercise, physical exercise, but it could also mean, you know, moving forward, getting, you know, kind of letting things happen. But I just get a sense of artistic quality though. Like, do you make sculptures or something, or do kind of like some kind of art to that degree?
Absolutely. Actually, right now I've been making paper sculptures, making origami, and then attaching the separate pieces together to make a 3D sculpture. So,
oh, that's
exactly.
Super cool. That's awesome. Okay, cool.
Yes.
Cool.
And Ron,
I love that card. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. And in the Voyager player card, there's lots of wheels. There's a kid on his roller skates, and there's frisbees. It's all movement, all movement. Absolutely,
yes.
Right on.
The synchronicity of these two cards is just such a beautiful, and the idea of the eagle too, because I always think of the eagle as new beginnings and such an active, you know, there's a lot going on. The eagle is always flying and getting a great perspective from above. So
absolutely.
That's a beautiful totem to have. Thank you
both.
That was amazing.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Thanks.
We appreciate you calling in.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a beautiful day.
You're welcome.
You too.
Yeah.
James, I think we have time for like one more maybe.
Sure. One thing about the eagle, you know, 2020 adds up to 4, and 4 in the tarot is the number of the emperor. And if you look at the Voyager emperor card, you're going to see a screaming eagle. You know?
Wow.
But it's symbolic of foresight, the ability to see and to see into the future and to have the inner strength, a la the hermit, to activate all this, to be that emperor in the world, to be in power of your own life, to take command. And like what Tommy is doing, create your life, to take this opportunity. Creativity for me is healing and therapy. Take this time to create your life and harvest yourself.
Absolutely. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Let's see. We got about 5 minutes. You think we have enough time for one more?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Let's take one more. We got somebody calling from 301. I'm going to get them on the line here. Hi. Welcome to the Ascension Magic. You're on the air. Can you hear me, miss?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi. This is Deborah, and I'm calling from Maryland. Hello, James. How are you?
Hi, Deborah from Maryland. I guess I know you probably.
Imaya.
Okay. Deborah.
Yeah, Imaya.
I know you, Imaya. Thank you for calling in. Beautiful.
Yes.
What's your question? What do you want to talk about here?
Yeah. Where to put our spiritual practice, where to focus our spiritual practice, or put it in terms of helping people and as well as transforming and changing ourselves.
Wow. That's okay. That's a good one. Okay, so you want to pick
a
laser card here, right? Yeah. Yeah. Deborah's got an African goddess name, a mythic name.
Love that.
Ron. Some of my online classes, everybody has a mythic name.
Mm-hmm.
And she's Yamaya, which is a African goddess name.
That's great.
Okay. So tell me when to stop here about your question, okay?
Stop.
Right there. Okay, I got it. And we'll see. Ooh, the Lovers. Number six.
Lovers.
Major
okay.
card, the Lovers.
Yeah.
So in terms of connecting with people and embracing people, engaging people, and having impact on people, this is the card. I mean, so, but what you do in the impacting of other people, communicating, communing, partnering, synergizing, you're also doing that for yourself, because, you know, to put it together with somebody else means putting it, getting it together within yourself. So the Lovers is all about the inner marriage of the masculine and the feminine within yourself, the receptive and the projective, let's say, the yin and the yang. And to be a great lover or partner or teacher, communicator, coach, mentor, healer, and reader. And I know Deborah here, Ron, is a reader
awesome.
And teaches and Voyager and stuff at parties and all sorts of events. So
cool.
The more you do that, the better for you and the better for them. So you got a real green light here. Totally.
Look,
let's
yes,
go.
More interaction. But what about digital?
Well, this is a digital time. I mean, you know, this is absolutely digital. And I just picked a digital card for you, myself, and I picked the face down the Four of Crystals, which is logic. This is a digital card in the Voyager deck. So go Voyage. I mean, go digital. Get Zoom. Do Zoom or whatever, because it does work. You know, it works a lot. So get into it. Get into it. Come on. That's the media now. You're a medium. You want to be the medium through the media. And the media
right
now is online. So let's go. It's the logic of the moment. Wow.
Thank you, Deborah, for calling and sharing
thank
that. We
you.
Only have a minute or so left in the show, so I have to kind of get to a stopping point. But thank you again for being a part of this. We really appreciate that.
Yeah, really. Thank you.
Thank you, James.
Yeah.
James, so... Again, guys, if you want to find out more information about James and what he does, you can go to his website. It's james-wanless.com, and has all the information there. You can purchase his tarot decks. You can find out where he's speaking, all that kind of stuff. You can also find out more information about me by going to my website. It's ascensionmagic.com, or it's my Facebook, facebook.com/ascensionmagic. If you did like the show, I encourage you to please hit like on the Blog Talk Radio so you can keep up with more episodes. You can also go back on demand and listen to all my episodes going back 4-5 years. So there's lots of different topics, everything from sacred geometry to animals and flowers and fairies, you name it. We talk about it. I'd love to have you on the show again sometimes, James. This has been a lot of fun.
Any time, Ron. It's been
this
sweet.
Has been great,
and it's
just
very,
the synergy
it's very
of us together.
Around
our energy,
yeah,
we just kind of work together really
cool.
well. Yeah.
Yep.
Well.
Yep.
Okay. Well, until next time, guys. We'll please be safe, be well, take care of yourselves, and remember that love is all there is. We always end with a little bit of love.